Mike Harding, and I'm back in the shed in the Yorkshire Dales with another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music, to which you are all welcome, in particular people listening on the radio airwaves in Australia, New Zealand, Canada and the west of Ireland. 20 songs on this show on the subject of drink, booze, wallop, call it what you like. Drink, the smoother of edges, the oil of good times, beer, wine, rum, whiskey, poutine, moonshine. There are songs about them all in the folk tradition. And there are songs, too, about the misery, about the hangovers, the addictions and the nightmares. So, 20 songs, I better get on. Oh, and apologies, by the way, to anybody waking up in Australia with a hangover and finding this on his radio plate. I'm going to kick off with a song from one of America's finest singers and songwriters, Tom Paxton. Here he is with one of his classics, a song that I've been meaning to learn for the last 20 years at least, Bottle of Wine.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Rambling around this dirty old town, singing for nickels and dimes. Time's getting tough, I ain't got enough to buy a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Little hotel, older than hell, dark as the coal in a mine. Blankets are thin, I lay there and grin, cause I got a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Pain in my head and bugs in my bed, ants are so old that they shine. Out on the street, tell the people I meet, won't you find me a bottle of wine? Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Well, a preacher will preach, a teacher will teach, a miner will dig in a mine. I ride the rods, trusting in God, hugging my bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over.
Tom Paxton with Bottle of Wine from his album, The Best of Tom Paxton. And something like 10 years ago, was it? I was in San Diego, California, with the man himself. And we sat there into the early hours of the morning with a bottle of wine and told each other jokes. And believe it or not, Tom Paxton is probably one of the funniest storytellers ever. You wouldn't think that, perhaps, because he writes such generally serious songs. But the man is a fund of tales, some of them scurrilous and some of them downright mucky, but all very, very funny. Now, those two gorgeous gussies from the north of England, O'Hooley and Tido, did a national tour here in the UK with a show about beer called Summit's Brewing. And here's a song which was cleaned up by the Reverend Baring Gould, who collected it in the West Country, from one of the, I suppose, yokels, he would have thought. There were more maidens in the original version he collected, and the song was much filthier. He cleaned it up and got rid of a couple of the maidens, but it's still pretty lively. O'Hooley and Tido with Three Drunken Maidens.
Saturday night did come, me boys, they wouldn't then go out. three drunken maidens, they push the jug about.
Then in comes Bouncing Sally, her cheeks as red as blooms. Move up, me jolly sisters, and give young Sally some room, for I will be your equal before the night is out. These four drunken maidens, they push the jug about.
There's woodcock and pheasants, there's partridge and hare, there's all sorts of dainties, no scarcity was there. There's 40 quarts of beer, me boys, they fairly drunk them out. These four drunken maidens, they push the jug about.
For his pay, it's a £40 bill, me boys, these gals have got to pay. That's £10 apiece, me boys, but still they wouldn't go out. These four drunken maidens, they push the jug about. Oh, where are your feathered hats, your mantles rich and fine? They've all been swallowed up, me boys, in tankards of good wine.
Great version of the Three Drunken Maidens there from O'Hooley and Tiddo's album Summit's Brewing, an album chock full of great songs about drink. I've said this before, but I will repeat myself. I don't mind looking stupid, but in the version I got from an album by Burt Lloyd called English Drinking Songs, the last lines go, "And where are your maidenheads, you maidens oh so gay? We left them in the beer house, we drank them all away." Anyway, talking about Burt Lloyd, I've got one of his songs up next. I was going to play his version of All For My Grog from his album English Drinking Songs, but instead I've settled for one of his Australian songs. Though he was London-born, Burt went and worked on whaling ships and also worked in Australia on sheep stations. He became a shearer for a good long while. And while he was there, he collected quite a lot of bush songs. And from his album, Australian Bush Songs, here's a song about something that's a lot stronger than beer. The song is called Bluey Brink. And stick with the story, because it's a good one.
There once was a shearer be named Bluey Brink. A devil for work and a devil for drink. He could shear his 100 a day without fear, and drink without winking 4 gallons of beer. Now Jimmy the barman who served out the drink, he hated the sight of this here Bluey Brink, who stayed much too late and who come much too soon, at evening, at morning, at night and at noon. One morning as Jimmy was cleaning the bar, with sulfuric acid it kept in the jar. Old Bluey come yelling and bawling with thirst, "Whatever you got, Jim, just hand me the first." Now it ain't in the history, it ain't put in print, but Bluey drank acid with never a wink, saying that's the stuff, Jimmy, will strike me stone dead. This'll make me the ringer of Stevenson Shay. Now all that long day as he served out the beer, poor Jimmy was sick with his trouble and fear, too worried to argue, too anxious to fight, seeing the shearer a corpse in his fright. Now early next next morning he opened the door, and along came the shearer asking for more, with his eyebrows all singed and his whiskers deranged, and holes in his hide like a dog with the mange. Says Jimmy, and how did you find the new stuff? Says Bluey, it's fine, but I ain't had enough. It gives me great courage to shear and to fight, but why does that stuff set me whiskers alight? I thought I knew drink, but I must have been wrong, for what you just gave me was proper and strong. It set me to coughing, and you know I'm no liar, and every cough set me whiskers on fire.
And every cough set his whiskers on fire. I've had stuff like that in Blackburn, would you believe? In the shape of poteen, Irish whiskey that was made in the hills above Blackburn in the Pennines. Too long a story to go into now. Now, some city centres, like the Big Market in Newcastle or Manchester's Deansgate on a Friday, Saturday night, can be a little like the fall of the Roman Empire. There's people throwing up and peeing in doorways. All you need is Caligula on a chariot and you've got a full house. Here's a classic track from the early 70s when things weren't quite as bad, but when the drunkards did roll in the streets.
See the boys out walking, the boys they look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, their silver buckles shine.
Down where the drunkards roll.
classic track, if ever there was. That's from the 1974 album I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. Richard and Linda Thompson, lead vocals, of course, by the great lady herself, Down Where the Drunkards Roll. Now, there's shed loads of tunes about drink, things like The Boys Like Beer, which is, I think, a Scots tune, Farewell to Whiskey, which is an Irish tune, Drops of Brandy, another Irish tune, and here's a tune from the Appalachian Mountains of the United States. I actually learnt to play this tune myself from Woody Simmons, but I can play it nowhere near as good as these two lads, John Balch on banjo with Jack Pearson on guitar. John Balch is one of probably the greatest clawhammer banjo players on the planet. Clawhammer, just a style of fingering, a lot of using the back of your nails and your thumb to get that really soft but vibrant tone. He also plays on his own banjos, which he fits with a goatskin head. Would you believe, not the head of a goat, but the drum is actually made from goatskin, which gives it that nice, round, warm tone. Anyway, enough from me. Here they are with a great Appalachian tune, Whiskey Before Breakfast. Great version of a traditional Appalachian tune played with such spirit and such fire. I'm not really sure who the musicians were on there in terms of what they were playing. John Balch, of course, on banjo, Jack Pearson, I think, on guitar, Elizabeth Pearson, Shad Cobb and Debbie Vaughan playing variously, I think, on fiddle, mandolin and double bass, but I'm not sure who was playing what. And I must play you Woody Simmons' version of that tune sometime in the near future, because it is the real deal. Now, I have to explain this to some people because they don't quite get it. Pubs in these islands are not just buildings that sell beer and whiskey and rum and whatever. They're more than that. They're a social club that organises outings, pub games. They raise money for local events. In Ireland, I go in a pub, Newman's Bar in Cleggan, and they have the lotto there, which raises money for local causes. And it's a great night, a great social night. There are also music centres and the places where you would also raise money for flowers when somebody dies or when somebody's ill. The public house is also often a confessional. Landlords and landladies and barmaids will tell you some of the stuff they hear across the bar. It's quite hair-raising. They also act as marriage bureaus from time to time. And also, they're a welfare centre. I remember when I used to go to a pub in Dent called the Sun Inn. There were two older people that used to go in there called Miley and May. They were in the pub most days of the week and they were always sitting in the same corner of the bar, having a few gills of ale, keeping warm in the winter and having some kind of companionship and conversation with the rest of the people in the pub. And if one of them didn't turn up for one night or two nights at the maximum, somebody would be round their house to find out if they were okay, just checking up on them. So the pub, like I say, is not just, as accountants would have it, a retail outlet for the proceeds of the brewing industry. They're much more than that. And unfortunately, it's the accountants and the multinationals that are killing off many of the pubs. The pubs that are really successful are the ones run by a landlord and a landlady who know their customers, care about them, and care about what they're doing. Here's two songs about pubs. One of them is a sad song called They're Knocking 'Em Down, the Old Pubs, written by Johnny Handel, that great northeastern singer and piano accordion player. It's from an album called The Tale of Ale, a concept album about booze that was put together by Free Reed. I'm going to follow that, They're Knocking 'Em Down at the Old Pubs, with a song from Australia which is equally as sad. Slim Dusty and his Bushlanders with the classic song, A Pub With No Beer. But first of all, They're Knocking 'Em Down the Old Pubs and Plastics All The Go.
Well, when I were a lad and a pub was a pub, mahogany table, sawdust floor, nothing fancy, plain enough, but they don't build pubs like that anymore, and they're knocking 'em down, the old pubs. Around the town, the old pubs, and plastics all the go. Well, the landlord kept his cellar well, a beer both heavy and strong, a place to share your troubles in, and a place for a damn good song. But they're knocking 'em down, the old pubs, around the town, the old pubs, and plastics all the go. Weddings, funerals, births and all, we wish them all the best. Good times, bad times, war and peace, but the old pubs stood the test. But they're knocking 'em down, the old pubs, around the town, the old pubs, and plastics all the go. But now here all the things have changed, and the streets are flattened down, and the people in the pubs, they've moved away out to the edge of town. 'Cause they're knocking 'em down, the old pubs, around the town, the old pubs, and plastics all the go. Yes, they're knocking 'em down, the old pubs, around the town, the old pubs, and plastics all the go.
It's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up With his dry, dusty throat, he breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says, sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, what's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. Old Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, you're early, my dear. But then he breaks down and he tells her, the pub's got no beer. So it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Slim Dusty and his Bushlanders with the old classic song, A Pub With No Beer, from the album Pub With No Beer. Before that, you heard the assembled cast of The Tale of Ale Revisited with their Knocking 'Em Down, The Old Pubs. Do get hold of that album, Tale of Ale, if you get a chance, because it's full of great songs and some nice tales as well. Now, here's two songs on the damage that drink can do. In a moment, you're going to hear an old-timey song from the Appalachians by Diana Jones called The Drunkard's Daughter. But first of all, a song collected from Sheila Stewart. You might remember that in the last show on the environment, I played you Echo Mocks the Corncrake, a song collected from Sheila Stewart. Here's another song which she sometimes called Mickey's Warning. It's called Blue Bleezin' Blind Drunk. And in a way, I suppose it's about a woman getting her own back on a drunken husband. Sung here from her great album Won't Be Long Now by the wonderful Linda Thompson.
My friends, I have a sad story, a very sad story to tell. I married a man for his money, but he's worse than the devil himself. For when Mickey gets drunk, I get battered. He batters me all black and blue. And if I say a word, I get scattered from the kitchen right into the room. So I'll go and I'll get blue bleezing blind drunk, just to give Mickey a warning. And just for spite, I will stay out all night and come rolling home drunk in the morning. Of whiskey I ne'er was a lover, but what can a poor woman do? I'll go and I'll drown all me sorrows, but I wish I could drown Mickey too. All my friends and all my relations, they tell me that I should leave home. But as frightened as I am of Mickey, I'm more frightened of being alone. So I'll go and I'll get blue bleezin' blind drunk, just to give Mickey a warning. And just for spite, I will stay out all night. I'll come rolling home drunk in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Drunkard's daughter, Lord knows my daddy don't walk on water. He's a good man, he ain't drinking. When he finds a bottle, he starts sinking. He goes so low, he don't know. Night from the morning, I keep on warning him all day. I never go. Mama died when I was 7. Last year, Daddy joined her up in heaven. I don't think I'm a believer. Too many nights of drunks and deceivers. I go so I don't know. World full of demons, no one's a free man. And I say, I'm gonna go, I never go. Another sad, lonesome man. Thought I could save you, but I can't. We go so low, we don't know. We go so low, we don't know. I say I'll go, but I never.
From the album Museum of Appalachia Recordings, that was Diana Jones with The Drunkard's Daughter. The album was actually recorded in the Museum of Appalachia, which is why it's got this lovely live feel to it. It's a great album. And before that, you heard Linda Thompson from her album Won't Be Long Now with a live version of Blue Bleezin' Blind Drunk. Great song, sung beautifully. If you've just joined us in Australia, Canada and wherever else, this show is entirely about drink, the demon drink, and also some of the good things that drink brings. Companionship, a feeling of general well-being. One of my favourite songs is a song that was, I think, the very first song recorded on the Topic label. It's called The Man Who Waters the Worker's Beer, written by a fellow called Paddy Ryan. And two old pals of mine from way back when recorded a great version of the song when both of them were young chippers working at the Bolton Octagon Theatre in Lancashire. They were in various acting and singing roles at the theatre, and then they took it over one night to have a special concert. And the album from it is really good, I think. So here's Bernard Wrigley, the Bolton Bullfrog, and our old pal Dave Brooks with The Man Who Waters the Worker's Beer, live at the Octagon.
The man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill, if it makes them terribly queer? I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Now when I waters the workers' beer, I puts in strychnine, some methylated spirits and a drop of paraffin. But such a brew's so terribly strong, might make them terribly queer. So I reaches me hand for the watering tap, and I waters the workers' beer. All together!
I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer. I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Now a drop of good beer is good for a man when he's thirsty, tired and hot. I sometimes has a drop myself from a very special pot. But a strong and healthy working class is a thing that I do fear. So I reaches me hand for the watering tap, and I waters the workers' beer.
Oh, I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer. I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
Now, ladies fair, beyond compare, and be ye made a wife, pray lend a thought to such a soul who leads a wandering life. For water rates is terrible high, and paraffin's terrible dear, and there isn't the profit there used to be in watering workers' beer.
I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And I'm the man, the very fat man that waters the workers' beer. And what do I care if it makes them ill? If it makes them terribly queer. I've a car, a yacht and an aeroplane, and I waters the workers' beer.
The Man Who Waters the Workers' Beer, Dave Brooks and Bernard Wrigley, from the album Folk Songs at the Octagon. Now here's another two songs back-to-back, comic songs in fact. First of all, you've got the wild and surreal imagination of Tim Darling of the New Rope String Band, sadly no longer working as a group, which is a great loss because they were the funniest band I have ever, ever seen. Well, Tim is now going to pursue a solo career, and I do love his songwriting. Like I say, he's got a wild and surreal imagination. I'm going to play you his song, The Flight of the Beer Monkey. And that's going to be followed up by a classic song that I've been known to get my own tonsils around on the odd occasion when drink has been taken. It's The Pig Got Up and Slowly Walked Away from Frank Crummett's album The Gay Caballero. But first, here's Tim Darling with The Flight of the Beer Monkey.
As I leave the house, the evening's drinking the last few drops of the light of day. Responsibility's gone to bed and the night is calling me out to play. From the dazzle and dark of the public house come the cries and the clamour of drunken glee. And I pile right in and I gather around, gazing up at the barley tree. First pint comes and I grasp the glass, the bittery glorious gulps and sips. With a velvety touch upon my throat and a taste like a lover upon my lips. And I love that feeling. The beer monkey is flying tonight. And I love that feeling. I love the world and the world's alright. And I love that feeling. Climbing up to the top of the trees, and I'm sailing away on the summer breeze. First pint's gone in the blink of an eye, second one comes and the laughter starts. Then hair starts growing in the back of my hand, and a tail starts growing upon my ass. With my tail for balance, I make the leap, and I down the third of my pints of beer. This is the moment of no return, when life and its mysteries crystal clear. And I love that feeling. The beer monkey is flying tonight. And I love that feeling. I love the world and the world's alright. And I love that feeling. climbing up to the top of the trees, and I'm sailing away on the summer breeze. Two more pints and I'm jabbering gibberish, havering, slavering, talking shy. The monkey's screaming into my ear, keep on drinking the whole damn night. And I drink another, although the drink I drank before should have been my last. And I lose my grip and I start to fall, and the ground comes up at me far too fast. The arrow shot straight and true from my father's bow, piercing straight through the eagle's heart. Down he fell, down to the labyrinth here below, with wax and feathers of eagle we have the art to fly away. Don't fly so high, Sam, the sun gets too hot up high. You must listen to what I say. Don't fly too high, son, your fingers will burn in the fire. I heard my father say. Oh, the sun shoots through the hole in my eye and it shatters my skull with a slice of pain. And I hit the floor on my hands and knees, and I pray to the gods of the grape and grain. And my head hangs over the toilet bowl, and I grip the rim and I take the strain. Then I gaze at what used to be my insides, and I vow that I never will drink again. Then my hair falls out and my tail recedes, and my fingers are turning back into toes. The monkey has flown to the land of dreams, and when he'll come back again, no one knows. But for some strange reason, I even love that feeling. The beer monkey was flying last night, and I love that feeling. I love the world, and the world was all right, and I love that feeling. Climbing up to the top of the trees, and I'm sailing away on the summer breeze.
One evening in October, when I was about one-third sober, and I was taking home a load with manly pride, my poor feet began to stutter, so I lay down in the gutter, and a pig came up and lay down by my side. Then we sang, "It's all fair weather when good fellows get together," till a lady passing by was heard to say, she says, "You can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses." And the pig got up and slowly walked away. As the pig got up and slowly walked away, slowly walked away, slowly walked away. As the pig got up and he turned and winked at me, as he slowly walked away. I also well remember one evening in November, when I was creeping home at break of day, for in my exhilaration I engaged in conversation with a cab horse right on the corner of Broadway. I was filled up to the eyeballs with a flock of gin and highballs, so I whispered to the cab horse, old and gray. I says, it's these all-night homeward marches that gave us both our fallen arches. And the old horse laughed and slowly walked away. Yes, the old horse laughed and slowly walked away. He slowly walked away. He slowly walked away. And the old horse laughed and he turned and winked at me as he slowly walked away. As he slowly walked away.
I love that muted trumpet sound. It reminds me of every cartoon I saw, the Tom and Jerry and Bugs Bunny cartoons that I used to see when I was a kid in the cinema in the 50s. Great sound. That was Frank Crummett from his album The Gay Caballero with The Pig Got Up and Slowly Walked Away. And before that, you heard Tim Darling from his album Blossom with The Flight of the Beer Monkey. Now, we've had nothing in the show so far about cider. I could play you a track from Adge Cuttler and the Wurzels called Drink Up Thy Cider, but I think they're a bit too much on the boisterous side for me. And Shag Connors and the Carrot Crunchers are definitely well beyond the pale. So what I'm going to do is play you two lovely pieces on cider. First of all, a reading by Laurie Lee from his wonderful book Cider with Rosie. It's called First Taste of Cider. And after that, you're going to hear the Owl Service with a song called The Apple Tree Man. The Apple Tree Man, I suppose you could describe him as a bit like the Green Man. The Green Man being one of the gods of the woods, one of the nature gods. You know, the Green Man has the leaves sprouting from off his face or coming out as branches, spewing out of his mouth. Well, the Apple Tree Man is, I suppose, a god of the orchards. So you'll hear the Owl Service with that song in a few moments' time. But first of all, Laurie Lee and Johnny Coppin from the album Edge of Day with The First Taste of Cider.
I stumbled on Rosie behind a haycock, and she grinned up at me with the sly, glittering eyes of her mother. She wore her tartan frock and cheap brass necklace, and her bare legs were brown with hay dust. "Get out of there," I said. "Go on." Rosie had grown and was hefty now, and I was terrified of her. In her cat-like eyes and curling mouth, I saw unnatural wisdoms more threatening than anything I could imagine. The last time we'd met, I'd hit her with a cabbage stump. She bore me no grudge, just grinned. "I got something to show you." "You push off," I said. I felt dry and dripping, icy hot. Her eyes glinted, and I stood rooted. Her face was wrapped in a pulsating haze, and her body seemed to flicker with lightning. "You thirsty?" she said. "I ain't, so there." "You be," she said. "Come on." So I stuck the fork into the ringing ground and followed her like doom. We went a long way to the bottom of the field where a wagon stood half loaded. Festoons of untrimmed grass hung down like curtains all around it. We crawled underneath, between the wheels, into a herb-scented cave of darkness. Rosie searched about, turned over a sack, and revealed a stone jar of cider. "It's cider," she said. "You went to drink it, though. Not much of it, any rate." Huge and squat, the jar lay on the grass like an unexploded bomb. We lifted it up, unscrewed the stopper, and smelt the whiff of fermented apples. I held the jar to my mouth and rolled my eyes sideways like a beast at a water hole. "Go on," said Rosie. I took a deep breath. Never to be forgotten, that first long secret drink of golden fire, juice of those valleys and of that time, wine of wild orchards, of russet summer, of plump red apples and roses, burning cheeks, never to be forgotten, nor ever tasted again.
We will gather apples by the handful, handful, hatful, bagful and sackful. When the new year's here, it's time for a sailing.
Believe, believe in the apple tree man.
Friends, here's a habit and they're ready for a big can.
Believe, believe in the apple tree man.
All that's back, buds and plants, we will wake the apple tree man, for he will what away all those that's been
the Apple Tree Man there from the Owl Services album Garland Sessions. I forgot to mention the tradition of wassailing, which usually happens round about Christmas time, sometimes after Christmas. In the West Country and in Herefordshire as well, people would go into the apple orchards, they would fire guns into the air, sometimes they would make a noise to drive away the evil spirits, and they would sing wassail songs as they went about the trees. All of this to show, I suppose, some kind of veneration. It's not tree worship as such, but it's to show some kind of veneration for the apple trees, which bring so much great fruit, as well as making cider. Now, there are versions of this song found all over, not just these islands, but Europe and North America, about the man who comes home drunk to find various things in the house that don't belong to him. Sometimes called Seven Drunken Nights, Seven Nights Drunk in Lancashire. There's a version called The Drunken Tackler. Tacklers were fool figures or clown figures in folklore. And the drunken tackler comes home and finds lots of things in the house that don't belong to him, but obviously belong to another man. It's the song about the cuckold, the man wearing the horns on his head because his wife has been unfaithful to him. Sarah Gray, on her album A Long Way From Home, sings a brilliant old-timey version of the song. She calls it Five Nights Drunk. And I must warn you that the last verse, the object on the pillow, is a mush melon. I'm not sure what a mush melon is, but that's what is said by the wife to be lying there on the pillow. Just thought I'd clear that up before there was any confusion. Here's Sarah Gray.
I come home the first night, so drunk I could not see. I saw a horse in the stable where my horse ought to be. Come here, honey, explain this thing to me. How come this horse in the stable where my horse ought to be?
You old fool, you blind fool, can't you plainly see?
It's nothing but a milk cow mama gave to me. I've traveled this wide world over, 100 miles or more. But a saddle and a bridle on a milk cow I've never seen before. Well, I come home the next night, so drunk I could not see. I saw some pants on the back of a chair where my pants ought to be. Come here, honey, explain this thing to me. How come these pants on the back of the chair where my pants ought to be?
You old fool, you blind fool, can't you plainly see?
It's nothing but a dish rag my mama gave to me. I've traveled this wide world over, 100 miles or more. But a zipper on the dish rag I've never seen before. Well, I come home the next night, so drunk I could not see. I saw a shirt on the back of the chair where my shirt ought to be. Come here, honey, explain this thing to me. How come this shirt on the back of the chair where my shirt ought to be?
You old fool, you blind fool, can't you plainly see?
It's nothing but a patchwork quilt my mama gave to me.
I've traveled this wide world over, 100 miles or more.
But a collar on the patchwork quilt I've never seen before.
I come home the next night, so drunk I could not see.
I saw a hat on the hat rack where my hat ought to be. Come here, honey, explain this thing to me. How come this hat on the hat rack where my hat ought to be?
You old fool, you blind fool, can't you plainly see?
It's nothing but a chamber pot my mama gave to me. I've traveled this wide world over, 100 miles or more. But a J.B. Stetson chamber pot I've never seen before. Well, I come home the last night, drunk I could not see. I saw a head on the pillow where my head ought to be. Come here, honey, explain this thing to me. How come this head on the pillow where my head ought to be?
You old fool, you blind fool, can't you plainly see?
It's nothing but a mushmelon my mama gave to me.
I've traveled this wide world over, 100 miles or more.
But a mustache on a mushmelon I've never seen before.
Sarah Gray from the album A Long Way Home with an Appalachian version of Five Nights Drunk. Now, here's another tune about drink from the great Bowron player Colm Murphy. It's from an album called An Bowron, The Irish Drum, and I think the box player on the track is none other than Murchin O'Connor, the great genius Irish melodeon player. Here's Larry the Beer Drinker. Thank you. Great tune. Brilliant playing. Colin Murphy playing the Bowron like it should be played, with taste. People think it's not possible to play with taste and delicacy on a Bowron. But as Colin Murphy proves, it is in fact possible to do so. Larry the Beer Drinker there. And like I said, the album was called An Bodron, or An Bowron, the Irish drum. Years ago, I was in Kerry when I was taken by John B. Keane, the great playwright, a novelist, to a house in the mountains where a man called Davy Gunn lived with his wife, little tiny old cottage, and he made Bowrons. In fact, I bought one off Davy Gunn that very day. He made Bowrons quite simply by getting an old riddle, the kind of thing he used to use for getting rid of cinders or riddling earth out, with a wire mesh across the front of a round frame. And as he was playing the Bowron in the house, and I was filming him making Bowrons, I looked through the window, and I could see a lot of goats looking over the fence. And I realised that these were future Bowrons staring at me across the barbed wire. And I wondered at that moment whether any one of them said, that sounds like our kid in there. I'll get me coat. I'm going to stay in Ireland for the next song. It's the Clancy Brothers from their album Greatest Hits, with the traditional song, The Jug of Punch. This will bring back a lot of memories to a good many of you, I think.
One pleasant evening in the month of June, as I was sitting with my glass and spoon, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the Jug of Punch.
Toor-a-loor-a-loor, toor-a-loor-a-lay, toor-a-loor-a-loor, toor-a-loor-a-lay. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the Jug of Punch.
What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? Upon his knee a pretty wench, aye, and on the table a jug of punch.
Tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay, tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay. Upon his knee a pretty wench, aye, and on the table a jug of punch.
Let the doctors come with all their art, they'll make no impression upon my heart. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
And tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay, tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
And if I get drunk, oh well, the money's me own, and them don't like me, they can leave me alone. I'll tune me fiddle, and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
Tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay, tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay. I'll tune me fiddle, and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go. When I'm dead, I end in my grave, no costly tombstone will I have. Just lay me down in my native heat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet. And tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay, tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay. Just lay me down in my native heat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet.
Up the yard, there's a hum of hay off ya. That was the Clancy Brothers there, from their Greatest Hits album with Jug of Punch. Now, a couple more tracks about the bad effects of drink. I'm going to play you a track from Lal Waterson and Mike Waterson's album Bright Phoebus called Red Wine Promises, which is about the falling down effects of too much drink. And after that, I'm going to play you a track from my old mate Christy Moore. He was a broth of a boy when I first met him in a tiny pub in Blakely, Manchester, in a folk club I was running, and he liked a few pints or three. And of course, as many of you will know, Christy had his own battles, which he fought and came out through the other side. I think he says himself that he came out a wiser and he feels a better man for it. So, you're going to hear Christy with his song Delirium Tremens in a few moments. But first of all, two great pals of his, the late Lyle Waterson and Mike Waterson, with Red Wine Promises.
Fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me, I don't need nobody's arms around me. If I was a black beetle upside down, I could kick all night long and never turn around. But I'm flat on me back in the rainbow rain. Still I know in the morning I'll be on me feet again. Just can't get a grip of the ground. I'm upside down the right way round. I promise thee, my shameless lady, who laughs out loud in the sad patient night, always to be honestly thee. In me waking dreams or me drunken nights, I don't fear the yawning sunshine morning. I'm forward running back again. Fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me, I don't need no booger's arms around me.
Goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smidic and the harpic and the bottle draft and keg. As I sat looking up at the Guinness, that I could never figure out how your man stood up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. I dreamt a dream the other night, I couldn't sleep a wink. The rats were trying to count the sheep, I was trying to get off the drink. There was footsteps in the parlour, voices on the stairs. I was climbing up the walls and moving round the chairs. I looked out from under the blanket, up at the fireplace, and there was the Pope and John F. Kennedy looking, staring me in the face. Suddenly it dawned on me I was getting the DTs when the Child of Prague and Michael Flatley danced across the mantelpiece. Goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smidic and the harpic and the bottle draft and keg. As I sat looking up with the Guinness, I could never figure out how your man stays up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. I swore upon the Bible I'd never touch a drop. My heart was palpitating, I was sure it was going to stop. And thinking I was dying, I gave my soul to God to keep, and 10 euro to St. Anthony to help me find some sleep. I fell into a nightmare, woke up in shock. and dreaming there wasn't duty free in the airport down the knock. Ian Paisley was saying a rosary and Mother Teresa on the pill, and Frank Patterson lowering the brandy, and he's singing Spancel Hill. So I went, oh, goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smedic and the harpic and the bottle draft and keg. As I sat looking up with the Guinness, that I could never figure out how your man stayed up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. I dreamt of ecstasy in heaven, agony down in hell, and boredom in limbo, and purgatory as well. Original sins and venial sins and mortal sins be the score. So I tied barbed wire on me underpants, flagellated myself on the floor. I dreamt I was in the confessional box, and the bishop, she said to me, any impure thoughts, my child? Oh, bless me, mother. Goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smedic and the harpic and the bottle draft and keg. As I sat looking up at the Guinness, I could never figure out how your man stayed up on the surfboard after 14 pints of stout. Oh, goodbye to the port and brandy, to the vodka and the stag, to the smedic and the harpic.
From the album Where I Come From, that was Christy Moore with Delirium Tremens. It's a very different version of his own song there, but it's a song that I love, and I like the way that he revisited all his old stuff for this box set, Where I Come From, which is a terrific set of CDs, and I like the fact that he's approached them all in a slightly different way. Anyway, that was Christy with Delirium Tremens, or Delirium Tremens, whichever way you want to pronounce it. Before that, you heard Lal Waterson and Mike Waterson from the album Bright Phoebus with Red Wine Promises. So, alcohol, a good friend but a bad enemy. On the best of nights, in a good pub with roaring fires, a few beers and good friends making music and the crack, there's nought to beat it. I've had many and many a great night lashing out the tunes and songs in old pubs with good old friends. Now, I'm just going to have a little drop of, what is it I've got here? Balmoral Islay Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. And I shall drink your health, as I did last week, but this time I'll drink it to all the rosy-cheeked boys and girls who get on with life and love and spread it about. And here's the best night-ending song of them all, The Voice Squad, with The Parting Glass. Cheers.
Of all the money e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all that I've done for want of wit to so fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has me heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has me heart. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades e'er I had, they are sorry for my and all the sweethearts e'er I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all.
The Voice Squad with The Parting Glass. And that particular version comes from the album Bringing It All Back Home. Thanks ever so much for listening. Next week's show is going to be a general show, and I'm hoping to be able to squeeze in an interview with Tim Eadie that I did last year, if I can squeeze it down to fit in time. Please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith and mind how you go, particularly if you've had a few snifters. Ta-da.